James Packer be about to offload his gambling empire as he retreats from public life? That's the question swirling in business circles this morning after Mr. Packer's Crown Resorts confirmed that confidential discussions are underway with the Las Vegas-based Wynn Resorts for a possible $10 billion sale. Joining me now is the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. So Peter, James Packer is one of the world's biggest casino owners. What can you tell us about his latest move?
Well, Eleanor, this morning Crown Resorts, which is 47% owned by Mr. Packer's Consolidated Press Holdings, not only noted media reports about a possible sale, but confirmed confidential discussions were underway with Wynn Resorts after an approach from Wynn. And now this suggests that Wynn has come knocking on Crown's door rather than the other way around. But it is well known that James Packer has been selling down his casino interest, most notably in Macau, and cost-cutting at Crown Resorts in Australia, where the cost of the Sydney Barangaroo project is being hurt by a decline in VIP gamblers, especially those from China. And of course, the background to all of this is that this time last year, James Packer stood down from the Crown board, citing mental health issues, and has been since been undergoing treatment to get his life back on track. And while the Wynn proposal is still in its early stages, it is clear that James Packer is continuing to recalibrate his life, but as always in the Packer tradition, only at the right price.
And Peter, speaking of cost pressures, how much is Wynn prepared to pay for Crown Resorts?
Well, the deal that we've seen on the table is for $7.1 billion US. That's around 10 billion Australian dollars. The deal would be 50% in cash, the other 50% in Wynn shares. On the early offer of $14.75 a share, that would give James Packer around $4.7 billion to add to his already substantial wealth. But in its statement, Crown says the talks are in their early stages, that no agreement has been reached, and there's no certainty that the deal will go through. Also, any deal would need to be approved by the Crown board, and any recommendation would have to go to shareholders. The other hurdle is that Wynn is headquartered in Las Vegas, and as a US-based company, would face regulatory hurdles, including approval from Australia's Foreign Investment Review Board.
And how are investors reacting at this early stage?
They seem to be pretty excited. Crown shares rocketed more than 21% in late morning trade on the expectation that Crown would be holding out for a higher price, or that a bidding war might be a possibility. That's taken Crown shares to a seven-month high, and that 21% surge we've seen this morning is the biggest intraday gain in Crown's history.
Peter Ryan, the ABC Senior Business Correspondent, thank you.